Zogt der Elge Mishnah weiter, Masech des Klai, Imperik Dalid, Mishnah Tess. Hanateyas Karmai, this person planted his vineyard al Shesh Esrei Amma, Shesh Esrei Amma. He planted his vines in such a way that every line of vines is 16 amas away from its friend, meaning from the next line of vines. Zogt the Mishnah, Mutter Lahavi Zera Lasham, he can bring other plants there in between the rows, provided that he stays away 6 tvachim from the vines, as the halacha is with a single vine. But that's how we're treating it, like they were single vines. Because there are 16 amas in between the rows, we don't combine them to form a keren. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, there was a story, B'Tzalmain, in a place called Tzalmain. B'echad, one person, Shenota es Karmai, who indeed planted his vineyard al Shesh Esrei, Shesh Esrei Am, meaning to say he left 16 amas between each of the rows of vines. And what he did was, V'yehoifech, Sa'ar shtei shurais letzad echad. So before we touch the words, let me tell you what his problem was, or what he was worried about. Even though he had 16 amas between one row and the other, he wanted to be sure he can plant seeds between them. No, what's your problem? You have 16 amas. He was worried that the vines would hang over the seeds, and that would aster them. You see, like we learned, you can't plant seeds under an overhanging vine, under the grape. Even if you follow where that vine is coming from, to the base of the earth, it's going to be 16 amis away, you still can't plant seeds underneath it. So that was his concern over here. He was worried that the vines would hang over the seeds. So what did he do? Vayehoifech, not to have this problem. Hoifech means to turn, like v'nahapachu. Hoyehoifech sa'ar shtei shures litzarechot. He would turn the ends of the vines. Literally, sa'ar means here. Well, we mean the very thin branches on top. So what he did was, on year number one, we'll soon see what year number one, what year number two is. He took the tops of all of the vines and he bent them against each other. So let's say he had 7 rows of vines. Yes, there are 16 amas in between each, but he wants to make sure he won't be planting underneath any vines, or the vines hanging over won't stop him from planting. So what he does is like this. If you have 7 rows of vines, you have spaces in between each. How many spaces are there? So between 7 rows, there are 6 spaces. So he took the first and the second row, and he folded it toward each other. Then he took the third and the fourth row, and folded it toward each other. That means that the space in between the second and the third was free and clear. The vines growing on both sides of it were folded away from the space. He took the fifth and sixth row, and folded it toward each other. That meant that the space between the fourth and the fifth row, the vines on both sides of it are folded away. Then the seventh row, he folded toward the outside. So the sixth space between the sixth and the seventh row also had its vines folded away from it. It's really not as complicated as it sounds. Let me try to give you a practical motion. Take your hand. Hold your 5 fingers together. Now, just imagine, I know we said that there were 7. Let's say there were 5. 5 vines. Let's say the space between your fingers is 16 amis. I know it's not 16 amis, but use your imagination a little. Now, bend your thumb toward your index finger and your index finger toward your thumb. Don't hurt yourself, but just try to do that. So your thumb and your index finger are like bent toward each other. That space between your thumb and your index finger, you're not going to plant over there. Now, your middle finger, the tallest finger on your hand, bend it toward the next finger. That finger that's between the tallest finger and the pinky. And your pinky, bend outwards. So between your index finger and the tall finger on your hand, and between your pinky and the next finger are the space where everything is bent away from it. That's basically what he did. Uveshana acheres, says the Mishnah, the next year. Hoyehoifech es ha-seyar. He tilted the tops of the vines of each shura l'makom acher. Whatever he did last year, the next year he did the opposite. So last year, he tilted the first row and the second row toward each other. This year, he's tilting the second and third row toward each other. On the very first row, he's tilting away from the whole field. So again, there are 7 rows, which means there are 6 spaces in between. The first space is free and clear. because the row to its right, let's say on the east, is tilted all the way, the opposite direction, away from the field. The second and third row of vines, he tilted toward each other. So we can't use the second space, but the first space is free and clear. As far as the first space is concerned, everything is tilted away from it. Then he's going to take the fourth and fifth rows of vines, tilt them toward each other. That's going to open up the third space. Can't use the fourth space. He's going to tilt the sixth and seventh row of vines toward each other. So the space in between them, the sixth space, won't be able to be used. But as far as the fifth space is concerned, between the fifth and the sixth vine, everything is tilted away from it. So because he's tilting the vines in different directions, the spaces he was able to use last year, he can't use this year. The spaces he can use this year, he can't use last year, or couldn't have used last year. So again, B'shana Acher is the next year. Ha'yehoifech is a seyer. He turned the seyer again, the tops of the vines, of each shur l'makam acher, to the other side. V'zareya esabur. And he plows and plants the areas. And he plows and plants the areas in between the first year. He plows and plants the second, fourth, and sixth space. The second year, he plows and plants the first, third, and fifth place. Let me ask you something. Why did he have to switch it the second year? He's not getting any more space. So if the first year he was able to plant in three of the spaces in between the vines, the second year can also only plant in three of the spaces in between the vines. So what does he gain? Why go through the tircha of tilting it the other way? Just leave it the way it is. So the Mefarshim explain they didn't want to plant the same area for 2 years in a row. Because especially with grapes, the ground needs a year vacation in order to rejuvenate, to get back its koiches to produce quality grapes. Well, Maisa, this is what he did. So the Mishnah, Iba Maisa lefnei Chachamim. This Maisa came before the Chachamim. The Tira, they said, oh, it's okay. There's a space of 16 ames between the shurais. It's okay to do this. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, even more meikol. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Afanei Teyers Karmi al Shmoina Shmoina Amois. Even if someone plants his vineyard in such a way that each shura is only far 8 amois from the other one, mutu, you can plant between the shurais. As long as, of course, you stay away 6 tvachim from the vines. They say the din of Karachas HaKera, where you have to have 16 amois, is only in an area that once had vines, but they were ripped out. But if lechatchila you plant, but if there never were any vines in between over here, you're lechatchila planting the vines with the rows spaced apart, then 8 amois is enough. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if a person plants his vineyard with rows of vines at a distance of 16 amois from each other, you can plant in between. Quick reminder of what we learned in Mishnah Ches. If you have two rows, you only need 8 amois in between to be able to plant it with it, even according to the Tanakhama. If you have three rows, you need 16 amois. So Rav Yehuda tells us there was a story in Salmon by a person who taka planted his rows with 16 amis in between. But he was scared that the vines would hang over the seeds, and you can't plant under the vines. So what he did was, year number one, he tilted the first and two rows toward each other, which opened up the second space. He tilted the third and fourth rows toward each other, which opened up the fourth space, because by the second and fourth spaces, everything is tilted away. He tilted the fifth and sixth row toward each other. And the very last row, he tilted away from the field. That opened up the sixth space, where the vines were pointed in different directions. The next year, he pointed them in different directions, so the spaces just changed. Because he only wanted to use the spaces where the vines are tilted away. So the first year, he planted the second, fourth, and sixth space. The second year, because it's tilted in the other direction, he would be able to plant the first, third, and fifth. What did he accomplish by turning it the next year in a different direction? That he shouldn't have to plant 2 years in a row in the same place. Then we had the sheet of Rameh and Reb Shimon who say he doesn't need 16 amos in between. If you're lechatchila planting this way, you can plant with only 8 amos in between. And you can plant in between, as long as you stay away 6 tvachim from the actual vines. Rameh and Reb Shimon hold that the din of Karachas HaKerem, you need 15 amos, is only if there once were vines there that came out. But if you lechatchila plant this way, leaving this space in between, then 8 amais would be enough.